Gentlemen, we want to welcome you to the High Noon Saloon.
You beautiful people.
It's 420 somewhere. Might as well be here. I want to welcome you because this is a very, very, very special night. This is the night before Memorial Day. It's important because it's worth remembering why we have Memorial Day, since we're the beneficiaries of the people for whom Memorial Day is dedicated. Anyway, we like to think about that. Then after we're done thinking about that, we're gonna party for the rest of the night because I think that's what those guys would do if they were here. So I wanna introduce to you a man who has been an inspiration to all of us for 35 years as he guided rock musicians through the Scylla and Charybdis of the music business. This is a man who for 30 years took care of Jerry Garcia and his guitar. And for the last few years, has been taking care of Moon Alice, which is a pretty scary thought. May I introduce to you the man you remember all these years, the one, the only, Big Steve Parrish. Hey!
Well, I don't care what you guys think. I love all of you, and forget it. If you don't love me, I don't care. But looking at this poster right here, what does this remind us of? Is this America or what? We're gonna stand on Main Street at high noon and we're gonna take care of business, right? So today, we're driving through Minnesota. And what do we come across but the Spam Factory? And Roger says, guys, we gotta go there. He's been there, we hadn't. And what an American place the Spam Factory was. I'm drunk right now because of the Spam that I ate this afternoon. Because I realized that nothing could cut through Spam but a little bit of alcohol once you've eaten it with nothing else. And I don't know how we won World War II on Spam, but those guys were a lot tougher than we were, that's for sure. And they understood, and so did everybody in those days. If they're handing me Spam, I'm gonna kill somebody. And I mean this in the best way possible. And I started thinking about it, right? And you know, I started thinking about what's the worst thing happening right now in America? This god dang oil spill out there, right? Done simply because we're so gung-ho in America, we're going out in the miles beyond we can even repair it, and we're gonna make a hole in the ocean floor and suck oil out of it. Well, these guys are wrong. And the secret plan that they've got next week has been revealed to me, a roadie from the Grateful Dead, how to fix the goddamn oil spill. I'm gonna tell you guys right now, everybody in here, you're in on the biggest secret you've ever heard in your lives. Because you see that this thing they call Top Kill failed this week, right? Well, now they got a secret plan. And here's the secret plan. You go to any truck stop in America, you see this stuff called Extends, penis enlarger, on the side of every counter where you check out. Now they're getting gallons of that stuff and they're pouring it down that hole. Now if you guys knew about drilling, you'd know, well, I'm getting out of breath on this, that every oil well has a sheath of inner casing. Well, you're gonna see this all next week on the news. The inner casing will rise up as they pour the extends in there. The inner casing will rise up like a big hard-on, I'm sorry to say that, out of the earth, and this thing will come up to the right level. Then they're gonna fill it with hemp and spam and cement and plug the goddamn thing up. It takes a roadie to figure this out, but finally they got a hold of me and I told them how to do it. They don't do it, it's on them. And now, ladies and gentlemen, open your hearts and minds to Moon Alice as we come a long way to play for you because we love you.
Hey folks, it's really, really good to be here tonight. It's we've been traveling around the Midwest. We were in Minnesota yesterday. And thanks to Big Steve, we've been guided through many of the fine points historically of this great state. Anyway, we want to thank you because we went to the ball game this past week and we saw the sausage race live and in person for the first time. And the Brat won. And now we're here and there's a Brat Fest going on. And we're beginning to think this is no coincidence. What do you think? Well, I will tell you, from where we come from, Brats, you guys, we do think that you are haler and hardier than we Californians because you eat two brats, boy, that is a true test of your intestinal fortitude. And I've lost my edge, I would say. Yeah, well, and you're proud of this. Excellent. Anyway, we've been having a really, really good time in Wisconsin. We want to thank you for coming out here tonight in the middle of your weekend. Barry, how you doing now, pal? Excellent, we're ready to go. We're Moon Alice.